Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There we go.
I'm swaying.
I'm clapping. You're swaying. Are you swaying?
I'm swaying. I'm swaying.
Are you standing up swaying? You're not standing up to pod, are you?
Well, no. But I'm doing a ridiculous. Clicky thing. Trying to do a clicky thing with my fingers, and I can't really do it. Oh, a bit. I did it a bit.
Yes, I can do it a bit, but my little arthritic-y fingers go all spasm into a little shoot of pain there. Well, anyway, I'm still full of snot. I don't know how well you are, Judith. Shall we start with Hypochondriac's Corner for a change?
Oh, well, that's very,
I'm just going to throw that
the
into
ordinary.
The mix. Yes.
Yeah,
let's start
on,
with
then.
A moan.
Shall we? Well, that's not unusual, I suppose, but yes, go on then.
Sinuses,
what you got?
Judith. Sinuses.
Sinusitis.
Well, I don't know whether it is, but, well, I wake up in the morning and it sets like concrete overnight, so I think it is sinusitis. There's a lot of snot, and I hate to say the word snot because it's not very nice, it's not pleasant, and people won't be getting nice connotations here. I'm really sorry, and I hope you're not eating your breakfast, but a lot. It's a very snotty cold. And then at night, it sets into concrete in my head, so I wake up with my head is aching. With the concrete snot.
So have you? But are you over a wash? Are you over a mixing bowl with a tea towel and a bit of
that would just be helping myself, wouldn't it? That would be helping myself. That would be doing the sensible thing.
Well, yes, yes.
Haven't done that yet. No, I just like to take drugs. I want quick fixes.
Oh no, you see, really? Oh, now I am getting a bit. No, look, we are pimple squeezers, so we're kind of going into dangerous territory, but. I have to say, a good soak with a tea towel and a great,
You mean a steam with a tea towel?
A steam and then
you need a heavier thing than a tea towel. Tea towel's too flimsy. You need a thick towel over your head.
Oh, I suppose that might be better, yes.
Yes.
No at all. No, but it can lead to a very, shall we say, productive nose blowing.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean? And that
I
is
see
sometimes.
What you're saying. Well, I found my miracle cure for this week, just in case anybody else is suffering like me. Sudafed.
To dry it all up, you mean?
Well, it sort of just, it takes it away for 4 hours.
Yes, well, that's what it says on the tin, I suppose.
It does, yes. Anyway, yes. I'd just like to say thanks to Mr. and Mrs. Sudafed for your wonderful drugs this week.
Which, you know what? Why are we not being... Why are we not being sponsored by drug pharmaceuticals?
I don't know, Judith. Because they're the ones with the fucking money, aren't
they?
Well,
they are, but if only
Big
they
Pharma.
Knew... You are?
Big Pharma. That's
Big
what
pharma.
They call them. Big Pharma.
Is it? Is that a collective term about...
Yeah.
About,
yeah.
Is it?
And they're all evil. Big Pharma.
Well, that's a bit over the top. Look, don't... We were just about to get a big sponsorship deal.
I've just shot yourself in the foot. Well,
you
know, I think Sudafed is still made in a farm by Mr. and Mrs. Sudafed, by an old remedy passed down by an ancient ancestor.
They stir in a big pot, and then they put them by hand in little jars. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah,
we've been reading too many children's books, haven't we?
Yes, absolutely. And anyway, you're in Cornwall.
Yes. Oh, the weather's been dire. Yesterday was so bad. Yeah. It was like the foghorns were out. I don't really know how foghorns work, but I think there's one not far away around the corner. It's literally, it's like a pea super.
Yeah, and they're just warning other boats, aren't they?
Well,
and swimmers.
They are.
You're not in the sea. You've not been in the sea, have
you?
Oh,
I've been out. And of course, I haven't been in the bloody sea. Not since the... Well, first of all, it would be excruciating. Mind you, I've got a friend here who's very, very into the outdoors. She hasn't mentioned swimming yet, but I hope she doesn't.
Is she still indoors now? Is she inside the flat?
Well, she's indoors, but she's raring to go. You know what I mean?
She's fucking out. She's not going to knock on the door and say, "Have you finished yet? Can we go for a bike ride?"
She might. Well, you've got it in one. And she's a big cyclist. First of all, she hasn't got an e-bike. She's got an expensive, lightweight one. Well, you know those cyclists that they invest in those little ones that are very, very lightweight, and they've got the clips on your feet. Which I don't even dare to use.
I just hate those. I just,
honestly,
I did a bit in my stand-up that I just tried one night because I was feeling vicious and bitchy. And it went down just really well. About the male cyclists, not female. I'll let female cyclists off anything. But male cyclists with those fucking clippy shoes. And the clippy shoes and the clippy pedals.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Fuck off. Just fuck off.
Well, that's a bit over the top.
No, I can't. It's my least favourite look on a man. It's my least favourite look.
I don't know that I agree with you. I mean, they're not in the Morris Dancer neck of the woods, but, you know, I'm warming. Let's just say I'm warming to the look.
No, I just don't like stringy, fit men. I just don't like them. Anyway, I just don't fancy them. That's what I'm going to say. It's not that I don't like them. Probably really nice people, but I don't fancy them. Did you stay indoors yesterday and colour in?
Did some colouring in. I've started making a dressing gown, which I'm quite excited about because it's going to be very, very easy. Very, very easy. Because it's a fleece one. And it's tartan, blue. I don't know what you call them. Blue and green tartan. Quite excited about that.
Does it have a lining, Judith? Or is it sort of all in one?
Well, you know, I thought about a lining. And what I really wanted to do, this might be a bit... I really wanted to make one that I saw in Toast, which was about 200 quid, which was velvet with a lovely silky lining, okay? It was to die for, but there's no way I'm ever going to spend that much money on a dressing gown. So I went into the shop where there's all the nice ladies that help me a lot. Yeah. So I'm going to make...
The ladies that go, oh, fucking hell, here she comes.
Here she comes. Yeah, don't even look at anything. Get straight up to the counter. Can you give me some help?
Can you help me?
All right.
Do you have a moment? I'm a little bit needy.
Yeah, very, very needy. And so I said I'd like to make it, you know, and she said, what, are you inexperienced? So, kind of not really. I'm sort of, would you call yourself intermediate? Well, I'm kind of...
Yes, I'd call you improver's class.
Improver's class. She said, it's all right, it's up to you, but velvet is velvet, it's very slidey. And you might need a different needle. Now, if you need a different needle, you've got to get the screwdriver out. So I thought, right, cross that off the list. And so she pointed me, almost escorted me to the to the easy fleece area that doesn't fray and doesn't move. So I've had to do that, really. I thought, I'm not getting the screwdriver out and doing all that. So, yes, I'm
worried. So it's a fleecy fabric, like what you made the twins and darling little sweatshirts?
Well, yes. Yes, because I wanted it.
It's not velvet. I mean, you're not going to be able to take that into Toast and swap it on the rack, are you?
No, I'm not. I think I maybe have to give up on a velvet, silk-lined, Noel Coward-like dressing
gown. I don't know.
Gown.
You've got a big birthday next year. Just save that.
You get to buy me one.
No, buy me one. Don't be fucking ridiculous. You know what I do for your birthday? I paint you a picture. That's all I ever do. Paint you a shit picture. Put it in a cheap frame there. Go, there you go. Happy birthday. And then buy you a book that you don't really like. That's what I do. That is our tradition. I did buy you a beautiful 60th birthday present, which I've never seen you wear, ever. I think you've lost it.
Oh, my God, you did.
Yes.
You did.
What happened to that, Judith? Oh, do you need to come clean?
I think I do. I'm not sure what happened to it.
Yeah, it was
feeling.
Alex Munro.
It was beautiful.
Bluebell. It was gold. Or was it silver?
Oh, Jenny. No, it was gold. It was gold.
It was gold.
I just don't know what happened to it.
I was earning a lot of money at the time, Judith, and I just thought I'll splash out on my friend.
Oh, Jenny, I'm so well. Thank you for the thought. And I do remember seeing it, but I don't.
Well, it's nearly 10 years ago, so
I think it's gone. I'm afraid. I think it's gone. I'm so sorry. Anyway, how are you?
Oh well, I'm not as hungover as I could be because I was very well behaved last night. Because I had my delightful evening with the Queen.
Well, I heard, Jenny. I want to know all.
Well, I don't think I can tell all, but it was at the Grosvenor House Hotel.
Hold your horse. Well, are you trying to say to me that you've had a conversation with Queen Camilla that you're not going to share with us?
Do you know what? I was about to be introduced to her, and then I spied Omid Jalali out my other eye, and I went buzzing off. And Jeff came up afterwards and said, you know, Giles Brandreth was just about to introduce you to Camilla. And I said, yeah, but, you know, I needed a catch-up with Omid. So it was the Grosvenor House Hotel. And the only thing I'm going to put on the notice board is the flowers, Judith, because they were spectacular. The flowers were. You would have been swooning over the flowers. You know what we're like. The flowers
roses?
And canapes.
Roses?
Judith.
Or a mixture?
Just everything, everything. I'll put it on the notice board so you can see. It's just a big kind of, the sort of thing that you don't often see anymore because nobody has that kind of money. And I have no idea who paid for this, but I mean, it was a proper floral display. There was a couple on the buffet table, you know, along with the sausage, hot, you know, little sausages and pineapples, cheese and pineapple on sticks. Cheese and pineapple on sticks, yeah. Silver skin onions, proper buffet, Chris.
Are they sort of back in? Are they kind of retro, back into fashion then?
Or don't you be just fucking mental. Oh.
So easily.
All the canapes. You're so...
Oh,
quite easily led. All the canapes, Judith, had... Shakespearean names.
For goodness sake.
Well, it was a celebration of love and Shakespeare. Valentine's Day, right?
Oh, I see what they did.
Mind you, it got me and Jeff out of doing anything else, isn't it? You know, I mean, we never go out for Valentine's Day. It's a silly idea. Everything's just stupidly expensive and ridiculous. Men come round with single roses and cellophane in
dreadful,
a bucket.
Dreadful.
And they say, do you want the rose? And I say, no, I'd rather have the bucket because then I'd have something to put his head in when I go home and cut it off. That's what I always say to those blokes. Give me the fucking bucket. I'm being quite horrible today, aren't I?
Well, you know, it's part of our DNA. I'm sorry. It's no good just trying to disguise it. I know we try. Right, back to the Grosvenor House and pitch it. Was it in the big room? Was it in that massive, massive room?
I'm not too sure. We went into the main entrance and fortunately the doorman had seen me at the Duchess Theatre. Nice, jolly, plump doorman. He said, oh, Jen, I saw your show at the Duchess back in November. I did enjoy myself. And I thought, oh, I like you. And he said, but it's not in here. Follow the red carpet. I followed Jules Holland down the red carpet.
Oh, name dropper, right.
That was Giles Brandreth's best opening line, he said, because he was like comparing the thing, right?
Yeah.
And it was 6:30 to 8:30.
Oh, nice. I like that time slot.
Yeah. But it was like 7:15. I couldn't see the Queen and time was marching on a bit. But anyway, she did turn up. And there were, you know, Giles introduced everything and he was wearing his Valentine jumper, which had it was a navy blue jumper, like a fisherman's jumper with big red heart on it. He must have been fucking boiling. And then...
Because he was known for his jumpers, wasn't he?
All those hundreds of years ago.
Right.
And anyway, the first thing he got two jumpers out of a bag, one for the king, one for the queen, big cream versions with big red hearts on for Valentine's.
Oh, nice.
And then, it was very charming. And then he did a really good line. He said, as I said to the queen earlier, I'm giving up name dropping for Lent. And everyone, didn't you get it, Judith?
Yes,
I didn't get
yes,
it.
Of course.
I didn't sell it well.
I don't think you did.
No, OK, I'll start again. As I said to the Queen earlier, I'm giving up name dropping for Lent.
It's very good, it's good. Yeah.
Very good, very
I love
good.
Giles.
And then Judy
I love
Dench.
Giles Brandreth.
Oh, yeah, he's so great.
Oh, my God. Look at you. You've already gone Queen, Giles Brandreth, Jules Holland, and now we're Judy Dench. God.
It was honestly, if a bomb had gone off in that room, it would have, honestly, Radio 4... would have been reading names out for 3 days.
And that's a lovely fest and a half, isn't it?
It was a lovely fest and a half. Judy Dench did a sonnet, and then Gary Oldman, right?
Oh, I love poem. Gary Oldman. Yeah,
That's exactly, when he came on stage, I thought, oh, Judith would like this. He was wearing a tartan kind of suit, and he'd have liked that. And then Robert Lindsay sang Brush Up Your Shakespeare. And at this point, I was next to Susie Blake. There was a lot of standing, because that's what the royals do, Judith. You wouldn't want to be a...
want to get stuck, do they?
They just stand.
And mingle. Was it a mingle?
Was it a bit of mingling? There was some mingling and there was a buffet. I caught Susie Blake. Remember our grumpy old Susie Blake at the buffet table? She had a plate. She'd drawn herself up. And her cousin Hayley Mills. And at one point...
Hayley Mills was my childhood hero. Heroine.
Yeah, the two of them, they're cousins.
No, I'd forgotten. than that. And actually, yeah, now you say it, they kind of look a bit similar.
Oh, totally, totally. At one point, they were holding hands and they were sort of running across the room to go and see someone that they knew.
Were they?
And they looked
14.
They looked, yeah, Susie looks really well. She's really, really in good nick. And she's doing a play, and I can't remember what it is, but it was lovely seeing her. Sandy Toksvig, Claire Balding, Alison Hammond.
Well, they were all there, weren't they? Oh,
everyone was there, Judith. Yeah, yeah. And everyone was trying to pretend they knew what the sonnet meant and what the poem about Hamlet meant and all that kind of thing.
So what was the Queen wearing? So the Queen was late. Are you saying the Cluedo Queen was a bit late? Surely
I,
she did.
I think there was a problem on the buses. Problems on the buses, and she was a bit late. She was wearing navy velvet, as was Susie Blake. I can't wear velvet. I sweat too much. I'm too hot. I get myself in a right froth, Judith, at social events. I really do.
I was wearing blue velvet fibers. What? A dress?
A frock, yes. You know, she's very frock. Okay. She's got the same figure as you.
She has, actually. She has. Yeah. I know.
You've got Camilla legs, long legs.
We shop at the same place.
Yeah,
is,
yeah. You know. A hearty bust. And
a very,
you know,
hearty
slim
bust.
Ankle.
Quite. Yeah. Yes, that's very true.
Yeah.
So what did it say on the invitation? Did it work for, in terms of dress code, Jenny?
It said lounge. Well, we got into a spin. Jeff got into a spin because, you know, we haven't put anything smart on for years. And so he found this jacket, but obviously couldn't do it up. So he very cleverly bought a waistcoat online from Ted Baker, which was down from £120 to £25.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, and he got it in the extra, extra large. So that did up. And it was like an optical illusion. So he looked quite smart. He looked really smart, actually. He wore a pink shirt.
And he got a lovely hanky. I like the hanky look.
I bought him that hanky.
It's good, very
Soho
good
scarves.
Hanky.
And they have very good sales. I just realised I don't have an evening bag and I don't have any shoes. I've got one pair of shoes, right, that are not trainers or boots. Or not completely.
What about the ones you got married in? You got married in some gorgeous shoes.
Oh, those are mules. I'm not going out in mules. It's ridiculous.
Well, right. You could have put them in the cloakroom and you took your anorak off. Why didn't you do that? I'd have done that.
No, I didn't do that. They're for summer because you can't wear those with socks or tights. They just fall off. I wasn't going sockless in February.
Right.
Anyway, I had my white brogues. I had my white smart Grenson brogues.
Okay. And did you feel underdressed or did you feel about right?
About right. I wished I'd had a smarter bag. I mean, my Mulberry bag is very good. But it's you know, it's tan leather, and it might have been good to have had an evening baggy kind of thing.
Yes, yes.
But
you're
I didn't.
You know, probably right. You can never get anything in an evening bag. The bag. That
no,
really,
no.
Which is why you haven't bought one. But yes.
No, I think it's silly to just spend money on things like that that you're not really going to use very often. If I'd really made the effort and had a look around the house, I could have probably found something, but I forgot.
Yeah, a bucket?
I could have snatched one off the twat selling roses. Oh, I need an evening bag, I'm taking
that would be a talking point, wouldn't it, at a royal event, don't you think, to carry a bucket around with you? Do you know what
there
I mean?
Maureen Lippman had a was in that.
Oh my God! It's just name after name, isn't it?
Sorry,
I mean it's just for good. Ian McKellen, was he there?
It was so full of people that were famous. It was kind of disgusting.
Gosh, how fascinating! Yeah.
It was.
What would they have all done if you got your autograph book out in that situation?
Oh, that would have been very funny indeed. Yeah, that would. Or gone up to, you know, Sir Timothy West and said, would you mind signing my left tit? It's the good one.
Well, it sounds amazing, but I'm disappointed that you didn't have an audience or audience et with, you know, I would like to know if she is
You'd
jolly,
have pushed
as
in,
people
Judith.
Say.
You would have
pushed
in.
Of course I would.
Yeah, you know, she'd been talking to Sir Whatever of what. Oh, I'll tell you who else is there as well.
Yeah, go on.
Melvin Bragg. He was looking around, looking askance. I said, what have you lost? He said, I've lost my daughter. I said, I've lost my partner. And we were just looking around, and then his beautiful daughter turned up. She was very, very stylish. And so that was nice. And then I've tracked Jeff down in the end, but...
Did you tell Mavin Bragg how much you like his radio programme on a Thursday morning? Did you say...
I didn't, but I told his daughter that I liked her brooch because it was a sort of little Marcasiti, like in the colours of the suffragette movement. Oh. And I thought, that's a nice suffragette brooch. She said, it's good that you know.
Oh, you got a house point there, didn't you?
I did.
Yes, because you could have lost quite a few if you'd really been honest about Melvin Bragg and his Thursday show.
So I should. Really? I could. I said when she said, "Oh, well done you for knowing it's the suffragette colours," I went, "Oh, I know everything." And then I sort of smirked and said, "Well, not compared to your dad."
Nicely handled. Yeah, very nicely handled.
How exciting! Clary and,
So does the Queen?
I mean, I didn't want to go, Judith. I was so sulky about it because I was going to miss Landscape Challenge. And I went to bed at 4 o'clock for an hour because I just thought,
in preparation. I'm sure you were very pleased when you got there. I assume that you... Is it true that you can't sort of leave until the Queen goes? Do you have to wait till she goes? Or did you leave before her?
I don't know. I mean, it was quite... There were a lot of people, Judith. I didn't, you know, people were sloping out. It was fine. Lots of people going out for dinner afterwards.
Well, of course, yes. Onto Langens or, you know, whatever.
Jeff and I were coming. We got home and had a piece of toast. We did quite well on the canapes. I have to say they were beautiful. And you'd have approved. And they weren't chokers. Do you know what I mean?
Were you allowed to have a plate to get them?
You could.
Did you have to balance them on your hands?
No, I didn't get a plate because, of course, I went with the intention of not eating anything, but one glass of champagne and I'm shoveling things in. Damn my gob.
So did you take any photographs of any of this gorgeous food and the canapés?
No, I just took photos of the flowers and I'll put those on the notice board. I just thought it was a bit naff taking photos of people.
Bit common.
Yeah, I just thought, this is...
I'd have done all the things that you would have wanted to do.
You'd have definitely had an audience with the Queen. You'd have been tugging at her skirt. You'd have been going, excuse me, Your Majesty, excuse me.
I hope you don't mind me interrupting, but actually, yes, I need your attention.
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So what are you and Judith playing at today? What are you
playing
the two
at? Well,
Judiths?
Yes. We're going to get our bikes out today because it's a bit better weather. Haven't been given the briefing yet. Judith is my sort of fresh air friend. I've known her since we worked it out actually last night. I think it was 1977. That's a bloody long time, isn't it? Known each other for a long time. Very, very, very good old friends. And she sort of introduced me to the hearty outdoors. But I suppose, as you know, whereas I'm a sort of, you know, kind of enthusiastic sort of Labrador, she's a kind of, you know, she's the stallion, really. She knows her way around an OS map, as I bet your Sarah does.
Oh, God.
And I got a feeling she might have quite an ambitious cycle ride.
Have you got your electric bike with you?
Of course I have.
Oh,
she's
that's
got an ordinary
right,
bike. But I know she does like 52 miles when she goes out on her bike with a load of sort of very...
Gosh.
Yeah, I know. So I might have
What would you do with me if I was there as well?
Oh, you'd be a complete liability.
I wouldn't have a bike. I'd say, I'm really sorry. I forgot to bring my bike. I'm just going to stay indoors and play on my iPad. Do you mind? do you?
Well, we wouldn't be your friend. I'd have to pretend not to like you for the day, if that's what you did. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, no, I'd be really charming. Did you have a romantic Valentine's dinner together last night?
we had a nice meal together. In bed by 9:30. Both early risers and early to bed. No nonsense. But yes, it's very, very nice.
Together? Did you go to bed together after your romantic Valentine's night?
No, of course we didn't. It'd be silly.
Okay.
What about you? Oh, you were. Well, it's a stupid thing to say. What about you? You came home after your canapé.
Yeah, we had a piece of toast and we watched Love It or List It on catch up. Then we went to bed. I bought Jeff a pair of pyjamas and he bought me a token for a David Austin rose.
Oh, Jeff, you did well there.
Well, it was last minute. I mean, the thing is, he just printed it off. He bought it and printed it off.
I don't mind that at all. Actually, Mike did something quite sort of, quite romantic, really, because I mean, obviously he's in at home. And he sent me a message saying, make sure you go and have a look in the glove compartment of the car. So put me a nice card in there. I thought that was quite clever, really.
Yeah, but you were disappointed at the card, weren't you? You were thinking, is it pork pie? Is it pork pie?
Yeah, that would be that's. Oh, do you know? You've suddenly made my mouth water. Yeah, fantastic pork.
Have you got some Cornish pasties in yet, Judith?
No, but I know that we'll be cycling past the place. I know.
Oh, wow, you'll be squealing to a halt.
Of course, I will.
You might be careful you don't break too hard and
go over the top.
I know. And get gravel rash all down your face. You don't want that. It's not a good look.
Absolutely.
Shall I tell you what I've also started doing this week, just in case, you know, because this is just a free thing that people can do if they're that way inclined, if they're more indoorsy than outdoorsy. Though even I today am looking out the window thinking I could go for a walk, me. But when I say I could go for a walk, I mean, Jeff could drive me to Peckham Rye Park and we could walk around that. My sister's coming downstairs now. Are you going to the library? What are you going to the library to do, Sarah? Come talk into the microphone.
Get away from the noise.
She's getting away from the noise. She's got
the noise.
Shy.
Of us.
The noise. She's got noise.
Hello, Sarah.
She doesn't like it. She doesn't like it when someone waves a microphone in front of her. Say hello to the people. Oh, she's going back upstairs now. Bang.
Hello, people.
There you go. There you go. Did you check our hotels for next week? No, I'm doing that. Right, to get this in while Sarah dithers about and then leaves as soon as possible. We can't do the pod. I can't do the pod next week, and I'm very, very sorry about that, because I have to go and see, well, I don't have to. I want to go and see Phoebe's play, and my sister and I go to a matinee in Manchester. Press night is tonight.
Oh, is it? Is it?
Yeah. So that's squeaky bum time. And so we're going to a matinee, and then we're going to take a train to Lytham and see our aunt for her 98th birthday.
Oh, wow.
Because we haven't been back for a lot. Well, I haven't been back for a long time. I've started doing this thing, which is completely free, and it's for the indoorsy type, you know, the lazy slob, the sloth. You know, you've got your
sloth.
It's Sloth Patrol. Okay, it's one for you, Sloth Patrol. I've started following an account on Instagram called Room Portrait Challenge. Ooh. Every Saturday, a new photograph of a room drops and you copy it. You copy it in whatever medium you want. You can do it on scrap paper. You can do a collage. You can do, you can do whatever you want. I do mine on the iPad. I do it on Sunday
evening. I've seen them. They're lovely, Jenny.
And I just really enjoy it. It's a really easy challenge. It's here's what you're doing. You're going to copy this room. Just do it.
It's nice and specific, isn't it?
It's so specific.
That.
Yes.
Yeah. So could you put it on a sort of collective notice board so that Miss could possibly say, I like the way you've interpreted the...
Miss has done that.
Miss has done that. Oh, I'm really envious now what she said.
Well, it went up on their stories, you know, because I don't think it's made it onto the main page, though last week's did. But I saw it on their stories. You just follow Room Portrait Challenge and have a look at them. Scroll down because you can see. And the interpretations, how the variation of what people do and how they interpret these interiors is just really inspiring. I just find it gives me a great deal of pleasure. Yeah. I think you should.
That's appealing to me very much.
Good. Have you got you've got all your paints there, haven't you? You've got a spare set of paints.
Yes, I'm busy with the dressmaking this time, but yes. I just never seem to get time, and it's just so sad because I do love it, but I am going to make sure I do that. I think that's a very, very good tip, Jenny.
Have you got an iPad? I don't know whether you do iPad.
No, I haven't. I'd have to get... I've got some acrylics, and I've got some of those nice... oily sort of pastels. I could have a go with that, couldn't I?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, really, really, you know, it's just such a nice thing to do. Is your mate Judith an artist as well?
No,
or is it
not.
Just
no,
outdoors?
She's not. No,
yeah,
no.
We've got to put friends in their boxes, haven't we, really?
Well, we have.
Outdoor
and I, you know,
friend,
absolutely.
Indoor friend.
You're my sort of arty friend, arty and comedy friend.
I'm your double act partner, do you mind?
Not
just
a,
don't just put me in the art box. You know, we've got a bit of showbiz in there.
Now, I tell you what, I need a bit of advice. But yes, I do. I think I need a new hairdo, Jenny. The problem with my hair is that if I cut it too short or too layered-y, it goes frizzy, right? It goes, I've got that sort of hair now. And if I grow it, which, you know, it's quite long at the moment, it just looks a bit sort of, it sort of just drags me down a bit. I just wonder whether I should do something radical. But if I do, I don't know what it is. Struggling.
Why is it frizzy though? Because I never see you with frizzy hair.
I think that's because I don't let the layers go too short. If they go too short,
I'm just wondering whether you just need really good conditioner.
Well, possibly.
Or one of those hair masks.
I need some height. Actually,
oh,
that's what I need.
Okay.
Because you and I both do suffer a little. Well, I'm being kind here. With the lack of jawline, don't we?
We haven't got jawlines between us.
No, we haven't got one between us. No. So height is quite helpful, isn't it? Which is, I suppose, why people used to wear those like beehives and things, isn't it? You know, it's
yeah. The bigger the hair, the smaller
yes.
the hips. That's
yes.
what I used to say on
yes.
stage. The bigger the hair, the smaller the hips. It's just basically, it's physics, really, isn't it?
Physics. Like we know about physics.
Then if you want height, what you maybe should do is grow it a bit longer and bun it.
Yes, I see. I think
you could have a fake bun.
A fake bun?
Yeah, no, like the drug smuggler girls.
What do you mean the drugs? What?
There were those two girls. I think they were both from Liverpool and they went somewhere. They went...
Did they put it in their false buns?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure about that, but they both had them. There was a phase about 10 years ago of fake buns. You could get them from Claire's Accessories.
I can picture them. I know what you
mean.
Yeah. They're never the right colour, are they? Not quite.
Well, I'm just... I mean, if I had a jawline, I would, like... Because my mum always kept a jawline. I'm more like my dad. I'd go for a bob or a pixie, but I can't do that.
What's a pixie? What's a pixie?
A little pixie cut. A little pixie cut. Close, you know, crop close. Pixie cut. Like a pixie.
I see what you mean. Like Phoebe.
Yeah.
Phoebe's got a bit of a pixie, hasn't she?
She's got a long pixie.
A long pixie, but she's got good bones. She's always going to have a jawbone.
I don't know, you know, she's a mother's daughter.
Well, lucky her.
Okay, what have we got for food sensation of the week?
Oh, I've got a special food sensation of the week, Jenny.
Go on.
Because podcast prefect Melissa, who lives very close to me, and I sometimes bump into her, she's the lady that took the wonderful pictures of Poppy all those years ago.
Anyway,
she's lovely. She's great. She's coming to the show, actually, in the Tabard on Sunday. I'm giving her a lift home, and she said, please don't forget me after the show. you know what I'm like after the show?
Yeah, you just fuck
run
off.
Away.
You just go straight to the bar.
Yes, I do. Anyway, so she said, oh, I've got to take you to Blake's Cafe. And it's one of those places, sort of, well, it's where cyclists go, actually. Mm. But it's a kind of always a very, very lovely sourdoughy sort of cafe.
Is it superior to Gales? Is it better than Gales?
Oh, yes, it's better than Gales, which is
more independent. More independent.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they sell, apparently, their pastries and bread to Soho Farmhouse, no less.
Gosh.
See? But it's kind of got this kind of community feel. It's got a little post office with a counter. And a lady behind the counter that's part of the cafe. Do you know what I mean? So it's got this like...
Oh, that's
it's very
nice.
Fragrant. It is nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, mouth watering just thinking about it. So I ordered Arabic eggs, right? So a kind of bed of chickpea sort of harissa-y tomato bed, wilted spinach through it. Okay. And then two gorgeous poached eggs on the top. It was good. But it had their special sourdough, but I think it was kind of fried bread, really. It was fried bread, Jenny. Bloody hell, I love fried bread. Fucking hell, I love fried bread. That was my favourite bit. Because I'm not eating carbs, as you know.
No, so, no, of course you're not. Fried bread doesn't actually count those carbs.
Well, obviously, otherwise I wouldn't be eating it. But yes, oh, still with me. Still in my thoughts.
Do you know what? My, you know the treatment I'm on for my mouth ulcers?
Yes.
I am getting almost confident enough to try something with a bit of tomato.
I knew you were going to say that.
I would like to, but I'm not, because I've got a couple of mouth ulcers now. They're not painful because of the treatment that
I'm
on.
Amazing. So pleased you did that.
But I am very tempted. But I just don't know whether. I think I need to probably go another month or so on this treatment.
Possibly,
then,
but it would be liberating lots of stuff, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice
to eat a tomato?
It would be nice.
You know, already red seeded fruit, really, but there we go. That sounds delicious anyway. Your Arabic eggs. Well, it tastes sensation, Judith. Jeff and I used our Five Guys freebie voucher before we went to the cinema in Piccadilly. Yeah. And the girl was so suspicious, right, because they don't give these vouchers out very often, apparently.
She
called the manager over. She called the manager, yeah. She said, I just need to check this with my manager. The manager came over and he looked us up and down, and I think he thought, what the fuck? And we got our lunch before we went to the cinema. So that was exciting.
Very nice. Yeah. I need to go back into a Five Guys. Now I know that you're a VIP.
We've only had one voucher. We're not getting any more. That'll be it.
Oh, I thought it was a sort of returning kind of forever, like the key to a city or something. It's just one. Oh, it's just one. Oh, right, okay.
Oh, gosh, everybody's so sorry. We've had a bit of a hiccup with this recording. My fault again. I don't know whether it's my laptop being so ancient. The fact is I'm at my sister's. I don't know whether it's, her just sabotaging my career or whether it's just an unfortunate thing that keeps happening. And maybe I've just got to get myself sorted out. Fact is they're still building a house next to my house. It's very noisy. So I come down here to my sister's house and it all goes tits up. And it's very unfortunate. But we're back on. Now and I might
we're
sound
back
bit,
on you sound slightly on. Different but
I
you're there
yeah I'm
good.
So sorry everybody but anyway
not to worry
let's go to Culture Corner take my hand
let's
Judith
go there. Yes what have you been up to
very cultural week very very
you
cultural
have
week.
Haven't you
I think I've won this week with the Culture Corner cinema
have to.
Zone of yes. Interest Zone of Interest which is a fascinating account of the family who lived next door to Auschwitz
wow.
A very middle-class idyll this lovely well a good big house fabulous garden terrible Nazi wife and husband living this comfortable existence within a stone's throw of the most appalling scenes of atrocity as viewers we never get a glimpse of the other side of the fence and I think
gosh,
that's where the
that's
power
clever.
Of the film lies
that is very clever is yeah. It based on truth Jenny
Yes, apparently so. And it was based on a Martin Amis book, which I'd never really heard of, to be quite honest. And it just is very quiet. It's quietly just devastatingly horrible. It refuses to use any shock tactics whatsoever. It's a very quiet, horrific 90 minutes.
And do they go, I mean, obviously, do they involved in what's happening in the camp next door? Or do they go there?
And... Yeah, he's the boss of the camp. Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. And he goes in on horseback and it's insane. And they swim in the river and then, you know, but the children are playing with teeth and it's,
oh my goodness. Oh,
but as I say, very, very subtle. Very subtle indeed. Now,
clever.
How about you, Judith? Your turn.
Haven't been to the cinema, but I've listened to a few radio things that I've liked very much. I loved Cillian Murphy's Desert Island Discs. And actually he chose things which were quite accessible, not too kind of bonkers, because I know he's very, very into music.
Yeah.
Loved that.
I think I heard the first one or two tracks and I thought, oh, I love this. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good listen. And then also Kirsty Young is back with a new series of her Young Again, you know, see what she did there, clever title. And I do think, I mean, she's such a bloody brilliant interviewer. And she did Peter Capaldi, and I know you and I are both watching him in Criminal Record. He was... he's great, actually, and he told this wonderful story about winning an Oscar when he was in his 30s as a director, not expecting to win it at all, literally going sort of economy and not being invited to...
What was that for?
I don't know. I don't know. Sort of quite an unusual film, but anyway.
Yeah.
And he was so unexpectedly the winner that he wasn't invited. They weren't invited to any of the parties and literally had a burger the night. And then flew back. And he said that he flew back and he sort of put the Oscar on the desk, hoping to get upgraded. He said, well, I might as well just bloody try it. And they were full up. And so he thought, oh, well, sod it. He's back in economy. And he passed it round, everybody in economy. Everybody held it.
Had a go on the Oscar.
Exactly. It's a great listen and a very, very good, strong interview. So I would recommend those. Yeah.
Okay. Two good radio choices there. Telly. I am watching One Day, missed a couple of days because I've had to go out, Judith. Been out twice this week.
Wow,
but One Day, I don't know whether you've started it yet.
David
Nichols book,
yes.
Which was done as a film, and everyone dissed the film because they didn't like Anne Hathaway. And I don't know why. I don't think it was good casting, basically. And they've gone for a young British Asian girl who is excellent and this brilliant. The boy playing Dexter is really who we saw in White Lotus, and he is particularly good. Yeah, he played the sort of baddie nephew in White Lotus. It was all, you know, a setup job. Yeah, very, very good.
Nice.
Yes, he just is excellent. And talking about acting, just very quickly, went to see my niece Daisy at Lambda there. Current play at the moment. I think she might have finished it last night, and that is called Bad Roads, and it's written by a Ukrainian female playwright, and it was written at the time when Russia first invaded the Crimea, that first invasion one, and it's really about the brutality of war, and it's very, very moving, and it's very well done, and my niece was excellent. So that was Monday night. Then I had the Queen on Wednesday night. Then I've got a corporate tomorrow night. Then I've got our gig Sunday night. It's four nights out,
it's
Judith.
It's all go, isn't it?
It's too much.
Bloody hell. Well, don't you go wearing yourself out for Sunday.
No, I'll try not to. I'll have Saturday.
Pace yourself.
Bed. That's
pace.
What I'll do. Okay, good. So anything else for telly? Because I interrupted our
Bluey.
Telly chat.
I mean, the twins are very into Bluey at the moment. Anybody who's got any grandchildren, most of it's quite trying, isn't it? But I tell you what, Bluey is wonderful. It's really, there was one episode I watched with them called "Keep the Keeping Quiet Game" or something. Yeah. You'll come across it if you start watching Bluey. I reckon it made me laugh as much as anything has ever made me laugh. I loved it.
I think preschool telly is brilliant, actually. I think Hey Dougie is heartwarming, it's funny,
yes.
It's clever.
Smart.
I think we'll start Bluey because I think we've done all the
Well, that's
Hey
what
Dougie.
Happens is you wear them out, don't you?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Wear them
and
out.
He likes the Shaun the Sheep as well.
Oh,
and
okay, I haven't tried that yet.
He never ever tires of Zog. Have you seen Zog?
No, I haven't. No, we haven't.
I can. Zog has got a proper story. It's a really, really good. It's about a dragon, dragon school, and a princess who doesn't want to be a princess, and it's just great. And there's going to be a live Zog tour.
Oh, is there?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah. There we go.
Listen to me.
So,
I'm writing that down like you do.
I know. Oh, art. I'm just going to go art first because I've actually ticked off an art as well, Judith.
You have very busy.
I know. Well, I just felt last week I had nothing to offer, so I decided to get myself culturally fixed. Last weekend, a fabulous show at the Hayward at the South Bank called When Forms Come Alive. Big, mad sculptures of everyday things. Very bold, very funny, rather wonderful. But it's not cheap and it's so badly signposted. Me and Jeff missed an entire room.
Oh, that's annoying.
It really is annoying, yes, because I saw a reviewer and the picture of something I hadn't seen. I thought, where was that
irritating,
then?
Irritating.
I know.
I couldn't tell how big they were. I couldn't tell whether they were the size of a room or how big they were.
Some of them were really mixed. Some of them were really big. And like the Molecule one, which I think I put a photo up, was huge. It filled a whole room. And there's this great sort of installation of these kind of umbrella things that come up and down. It's good fun, but it is, I think, pricey. And unless you live in Lambeth, for some reason, if you're a Lambeth resident, you get in for £8. So Lambethites, it's really cheap for you. The rest of us is about 18, 19 quid.
Oh, that is
and no concessions for the over 60s.
Oh,
no
dear.
No,
that is a lot, actually.
Yes,
it has
it
to
is.
Be good for that.
Yes.
Blimey.
Anyway, So we're basically on the same books as last week, aren't we?
We are.
Judith? You're on Tiny Songbirds. I'm finishing the wonderful
Hearts Invisible.
John Boyne, and Jeff and I have just finished another Agatha
Christie.
You do
rob through them, don't
you? We do run this one. Murder at the Vicarage. Very good, very good, very clever. Emails now.
Yes.
Oh, just brilliant. Just like to say thank you to the Owls who've booked the Glacier Express with Marvellous Escapes. They're thrilled. I'll see you on the train, ladies. Apparently a couple of our listeners got in touch with Marvellous Escapes and made their bookings too. And
influencer you.
When you can get proper help, you and I, yes, we like proper yes, help. And yes, they were so helpful. And in fact, so helpful, we're going up the Matterhorn as well. We booked an extra ride up the Matterhorn.
On what? On what?
On zip wires, Judith. We're going to climb the Matterhorn. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take some,
I wonder if there's a funicular railway or something.
I'm a bit scared. I love a funicular, but if it's very high, I get scared.
A cable car,
I like the idea, but in actual fact, I've seen too many films with dodgy cable cars in.
I think you might need to make sure you have a good poo before you get on that. That's
very sound advice, Judith.
It is, isn't it? It is sound.
I'd just like, before you go off on your bike ride, I think you should go for a big poo. Just think, we're up to our age now. When if we're going out, we should think, do we need a poo?
Oh, okay. Like we've only just started doing that. Yeah. Yes, I want to thank the wonderful Ollie, 30 and 2 months, who's obviously one of our owls, who knows about my dilemma with Facebook and trying to sync it with Instagram. And apparently his job is to help old people for... with
technical
sort of IT
stuff,
skills,
yeah.
All that sort of stuff. So he's used to it and everything, but poor thing. We were on the phone for about half an hour and there was an awful lot of what can you see on the screen now? And now is there a button here, et cetera, et cetera. And we can't, I promise you, I haven't given up.
Did you break Ollie?
Almost.
I have my apology now. Last week I said dissemble. Mm. I should have said disassemble.
I should.
And I got very smug because he went, oh, dissemble. And I said, yeah. And you're the one with the English degree.
Exactly. But, well, you were due a bloody fall after
I
that.
I really, really was. And quite a number of listeners picked me up on it. Dissemble is to lie. Disassemble is to take something apart.
Thank you.
So that is our lesson of the day. Thank you, everybody. I'd just like to say a quick thanks to Elaine as well, who's coming to the Lowry with her mate Kim for the reminder that Glow Up is back on Netflix. It's the makeup show.
I know you're into that, aren't you? Yes.
Jeff and I love that.
You do, don't you? Then Linda, Joe, Deb, Di and Joan, a lot of them, 64 and 10 months. A gang. Yes, absolutely a gang. They send a video of them dancing. They've been on a walking holiday together and they're all owls. And they were all wearing striped tops as well.
Stripy bretons. True
yes.
owl style. And the dance that they were doing was the proper... I think it was to a Bay City Rollers number, I think.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Or was
right.
it... That, let me, oh, God, no. I can't
Mud.
Remember.
Something
Maybe.
To do with mud in
mud.
The title.
Mud.
Yes, they were dancing to Mud. And they were doing the kind of dance that we used to do when we were on a dance floor and young. It's great
video,
actually.
I did it at the Tabard. Do you not remember when we were dancing at the end of the show last time? I was doing it.
You.
No,
I
you weren't. Lost, you were in your own dance world, Judith.
Lost in the curtain. yes, what else did we have to say? Oh, that's right. Judith Gilbert, 65, 10 weeks and 4 days. Has been following me around all her life, basically, or vice versa. She went to a similar grammar school in Solihull, and she used to go to Beatty's for a cafe like me when we were sort of in our teens, and I probably might even recognise her if I saw her. That was very funny.
And I got an extra thanks to a listener who sells her marmalade for charity, but she can only sell to South London because otherwise she'd just be doing just far too much postage and package. But she sent Jeff a couple of beautiful jars of marmalade, and he does love.
Well, we won't be sharing those with you, will we?
No, there'll be no. Well, I'm not a marmalade girl, but I will take an exception to a lime marmalade. She sent a Seville orange and a lime marmalade.
I like a lime marmalade as well. Very nice.
Do you remember that lime marmalade that was really limey?
Yes, I do. I can picture the jar.
What was that called? I can picture the jar.
Yes. Yes, and nothing it had to sort do, of I don't think I ever
bits
saw any
of
limes
rind in it.
Well, yeah, I don't think I ever saw any limes, do you? But it was bright green. It was quite
bright.
A nice,
it was luminous
shape, wasn't it?
Yes,
the shape of it was
satisfying
lovely.
Shape. I wonder what that was called. Someone will tell us. Okay, everybody. So listen, you're going to get a break from us next week, and I apologise for that, but it's technically just too difficult.
Yeah,
to
you've
try
got
and
to. You need to concentrate on family. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
I do. So that's okay. What's happening next week.
And
okay.
We'll see you at the Tabard if you're coming, and I'll see you
well,
at
the
Tabard.
Well, I'll be there, Jude.
Yeah, well, bloody well, I hope so.
To me, then.
Oh, God.
I'll see you at the Tabard if you're coming. Well, I'll see how I feel on Sunday afternoon.
I remember.
It's a 7 o'clock show. We normally do a matinee, but they've got something else on, which is a bit annoying, but, you know, what can we do?
Exactly.
We have to wait our turn. I'm sorry about the technical hitches as well. I really have no
we
idea
sorted
what's
it out
going
in
on
the end.
Yeah, we sort of did.
Yes. Okay, right, I'm going to go before the foghorn comes up back on again because it's looking a bit
okay,
bloody cloudy.
Okay, well, I've got another meeting now, so I've got to go.
Oh, get you. All right, okay, bye.
I'll speak soon. Lots of love.
Yeah,
thanks, Daisy.
Too
thank you, Judith.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.